From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Owen Henderson. It's Tuesday, May 16th. Coming up, we'll hear a conversation with a sociology professor about how college debt is preventing access to affordable services like medical care. That story from Illinois Student Newsroom's Pyotr Fedchuk in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A new law banning discrimination against height and weight in New York City is awaiting the mayor's signature. But as Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes reports, Urbana and Champaign are 50 years ahead of the curve.
Only one state and about seven cities protect residents from being excluded from housing or jobs based on weight and personal appearance. Former Urbana City Councilmember Esther Pat helped craft the laws in the late 1970s.
The main motivation was to make the excuse for race discrimination also illegal so that it couldn't be used as an excuse.
At the time, she says their main goal was to prevent discrimination against African-American hairstyles. The local legislation also covers sexuality, religion, national origin, and family size. I'm Emily Hayes.
A $120 million earmark request for the upcoming federal budget could fund long-awaited upgrades to antiquated locks on the Mississippi and Illinois rivers. Congressman Aaron Sorensen and Darren LaHood are both requesting the money for the Navigation and Ecosystem Sustainability Program. Andrew Larson is Director of Government Relations for the Illinois Soybean Association. He says modernized 1,200-foot locks would allow barges to pass through without having to disassemble and reassemble the tow due to the space constraints.
It takes a lot, more than doubles the amount of time it takes to send a barge through the dam, and of course that blocks traffic up and downstream.
Larson says that extra travel time also increases costs for shipping products and inconveniences recreational watercraft as well. Western Illinois University's sports teams are changing conferences. The Leathernecks will become part of the Ohio Valley Conference in all sports except football beginning this fall. The football schedule for this fall had already been set, so that team will switch to the Ohio Valley in the fall of 2024. Western is currently in the Missouri Valley Conference for football and had been in the Summit League for other sports. The Ohio Valley Conference's other schools include Eastern Illinois University and Southern Illinois University Edwardsville. A proposal in Springfield to help the Bears move to Arlington Heights is scheduled for a committee hearing this morning. Alex Degman reports.
This will be the first time legislation concerning the Bears' potential move has been debated publicly. Like a previous idea, the assessed value of the old Arlington International Racecourse site would be frozen and a $3 per ticket tax created to pay off old Soldier Field renovations. New to Democratic State Representative Marty Moylan's proposal is an oversight board that negotiates how much the Bears pay to local governments every year to offset property tax revenue loss, plus a 3% tax on sports wagers placed within the development. That wager tax would also go to Arlington Heights and surrounding communities like Palatine, Schaumburg, Rolling Meadows, and others. The measure also offers tax breaks for certain equipment used for stadium and development construction. I'm Alex Dagman.
Still to come, we'll hear about how college debt is preventing access to affordable services. That story from Illinois Student Newsroom's Pyotr Fedchuk is coming up next on 217 Today.
American Experiences' The Sun Queen shares the story of engineer and inventor Maria Telkus, who spent nearly 50 years exploring how to harness the sun's power. She also experienced rampant sexism and fought pitched battles with her male colleagues at MIT. Her research and innovations from the 1930s through the 70s continue to shape our lives today. Stream this and other documentaries as a friend of WILL. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Owen Henderson. A sociology professor at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign has published a book explaining how college debt makes it harder for graduates to pursue jobs in law, medicine, and science, and therefore makes it harder for regular folks to access affordable services like medical care. Pyotr Fedchuk of the Illinois Student Newsroom spoke with the author, Kevin Light, about his findings.
The book is titled Crisis in the Professions, The New Dark Age. And it's a book about the changing world of what we call professional work, which includes basically doctors, lawyers, pharmacists, accountants, engineers, and scientists. And it's a book that describes how the labor market for professional work is changing and how it's becoming harder to become established in these professions.
So how would you say the environment has changed for professional workers?
It's changed in several ways. More professional workers are working in very large organizations where they're often overseen or managed by people who are not professionals themselves, and they have some other agenda that's associated with managing the work. A lot of the work, especially for new entrants, is more precarious, so it's harder to get established in the labor market. In fact, the book spends a considerable amount of time talking about that. Professional workers are dealing with what in the last 15 years or so has been called the war on expertise. So there's a lot of questioning of sort of professional knowledge and what professionals know and how loyal professionals are and all sorts of other things that are often viewed as merely political, but they do have a lot of influence on what people think. And the labor market for professionals has become globalized. So you can increasingly take your professional credentials and move almost anywhere in the world you want to. And because of technology being the way it is, you can create, in many cases, very global sorts of professional practice where some of the work you need to have done can be done on the other side of the world and shipped to you overnight. And then when you wake up in the morning, it's sitting there waiting for you. And the final thing we talk about is how distorted the U.S. labor market is for professionals that's being caused by the debt that's accumulating getting professional credentials. So medical schools and law schools are kind of an extreme example of this, where people accumulate hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt, and they may have started their desire to become a professional with altruistic motives. So I want to move back to my hometown, and I want to be the family physician or practice law in my local hometown. And then when they graduate, they're so far in debt, they have to move to a big city or specialize in a very lucrative area. And so a lot of rural areas go without professional services entirely. In some places, it's so bad, there's no physician within three counties of where you live. You can't get any professional help at all. So that really needs to be addressed.
And how would you say that high debt affects the price of these services?
There's an incredible need to make a lot of money right away. So that affects the price of professional services a lot. So having less debt would perhaps lessen a lot of that pressure. And a lot of the people that originally went into these professions for more altruistic reasons could actually do those things then if they wanted to.
Anything else you'd like to add?
I think if people read the book, they're going to find it a little bit depressing, but we try to make things better toward the end. So I think if you're a young person and you're interested in doing one of these things, you should not deter yourself on the basis of what the book tells you. It's just the world you're going to be entering is not necessarily the world your parents or your grandparents occupied if they were in these professions.
That was U of I professor Kevin Light speaking with student journalist Pyotr Fedchuk. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says there's a chance of showers this morning, but otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 76 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Tim Shelley, Rich Egger, Alex Degman, and Pyotr Fedchuk. Music by the Kilburn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Owen Henderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.